Today's Global Hit focuses on one song. It's called One, and it's by Jamshid Sharifi. Jamshid Sharifi is an Iranian-American composer. This song is from his new CD, also called One. Sharifi enlisted musicians and singers from all over the world to work on the album. The singer that we're hearing right now is Yongchen Lamo from Tibet. Jamshid Sharifi came to our studios not too long ago to talk about all the elements in his music, especially those featured on the CD's title track.
This song actually was the model for the record. And I wanted to make it a combination of unlikely voices. In particular, a West African voice and an Asian voice.
But wait a minute. Then we have an Irish influence or a Celtic influence, because Seamus Egan, I see in the liner notes,
he's doing
the whistle and the wood flute.
That's right.
So talk about an amalgam.
Yes, and then you have koto running through it, which is the plucked harp.
Japanese instrument. Right?
Exactly. This is Abdoulaye Diabaté from Mali. And one of the things I wanted to do with the song is really show that contrast between these two singing styles, one which is really intense and forward and one which is much more inward-looking and spiritual, and show that, at least for me, that they can coexist, that they work together.
So this says something about you. You are the composer, basically, of this.
Right.
But how you work. I mean, clearly there's a lot of freedom for your musicians.
Absolutely.
But how is a song like this even composed then?
Okay. Let's think of the first layer as being percussion. And that becomes a structure of the bed. After that would be a layer of harmony. In this case, koto and bass guitar. After that, there's instrumental melody, which in this case is clarinet. Then lastly, I look at that whole form and say, well, where do I want the vocalist to be? So when the vocalists come in, the track is pretty much done. In other words, what they heard was basically what you heard without the vocals.
So when so much of it depends on what the previous layer has done, I mean, how many times did you visit the studio on a song like this?
I would say, I think 7 or 8 times.
7 or 8.
Not including the mix.
Yeah, right,
yeah.
Which probably, you know,
is its own little journey.
What do you say when their voices are sailing? I mean, you can't put that on the page, can you? Because there are some tracks here that are much more kind of inward-looking. There are some that are contemplative, and there are some that have this driving momentum. What do you say to get that that's not on the page, or is it on the page?
A lot of it is really conveyed by the music. Each of this vocalist listens to what's there and responds to it.
And what kind of guidance did you give?
Very often I'd say, this is the theme, this is the energy. Here I want you to be high, low, intense, active, minimal, quiet. And have them do a take, reflect on it, talk about it, do another take. With Yongchen, we did quite a bit of time on the tracks just because that's the way she likes to work. With Abdoulaye, it was very quick.
So I'm guessing then that you're not really a control freak, are you?
I try not to be.
Well, you can't.
I try to go against my instincts of wanting to control everything, and that's part of why a lot of this is improvised, because I want people to play. I want people to engage it and interact with it and play with it.
The song is called One. It's the title track from Jamshid Sharifi's new CD. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for listening.